Welcome to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Join us in our campaign and shenanigans as we explore the subterranean labyrinths, plunder hordes of treasure, battle legendary monsters. This podcast will be following our gaming group and the adventures of these characters, as well as a few guests from time to time. Join us as we start a new campaign and our journey to experience the best, and maybe the worst, in the 5th edition of Dungeons & Dragons.
Welcome to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Today we're having a bit of a substitution, so the ladies of our group are going to be taking a side mission, and they're going to meet a new and mysterious friend. Alright, so ladies, we're in Phandolin. The Salted Elf and our Dwarf Cleric have gone off investigating. Apparently there's a few books in the library at the Town Hall that Salton is interested in looking at, so the group went off to go do that, and the dwarf went to go keep him out of trouble. Keep him from burning any books.
Or burning any people, my God!
I would be worried about skinning the librarians.
Yeah. And
he's
using
a dark,
skin
he's a
for
dark
book
elf.
Covers.
And we don't mean the color.
So, ladies, as you guys are trying to walk around town, what exactly are you guys looking, keeping an eye out for?
I'm keeping
well,
it out
she's,
for...
Well, you would be telling us, and over there is that, and over there is that, you know. She's
going to give them a nice sunny tour, and of course, I'm always keeping it out for those ne'er-do-wells. It is getting late in the day.
Why, is that when the red band...
Well, mm-hmm. Apparently, night is always an optimal time for certain covert activities and untoward events, so... It's best to keep one's perspective when it gets darker.
Tilda, I can't believe you would have any insight into untoward activities at night.
Well, you know, I used to live here, and the red brands do have a certain reputation, so, you know. Yeah, we got to keep an eye out for them.
Fear not, little rogue. Excuse me. Fear
Excuse
not, little
me?
Halfling.
Excuse me? Are you saying that I'm afraid?
Together, we can accomplish anything.
Indeed, as the fair Galen states, we shall protect you and assist you through the harrowing streets of this town. I already have one.
Boy, he's just handing out inspiration.
He's handing out the Benny points.
It's like that's right, I'm not afraid. They need to be afraid. They need to be very afraid.
Looks like our halfling's going a little dark there, too.
She has a wicked glint in her eye.
Well, she did have that strange interaction with poor Splug. She took off her knife. I still don't understand. I mean, he's a harmless creature.
I was just poking him for some information. Didn't do permanent damage.
He's a little twitchy on that side.
Well, between the salted elf and our pokey rogue.
He poured salt in the moon.
Okay.
Okay, so as you ladies come about to the main green area where some of the markets have set up, you know, business is bustling, people are doing, you know, their things. All of a sudden, Tilda, something catches your eye.
What catches my eye?
A quartet of crimson cloaks, the type used by the Red Brands.
Guys, over there, those are a few of the ne'er-do-wells. You'll notice by the red brand of their clothing.
Oh, I see. So they're all very uniform in their accoutrements.
Apparently they're getting pretty brazen, I would say, wearing their colors out in the open there.
Well,
so, hey, what are they doing?
I think we should go and investigate. I'd like to see these red brands up close.
I agree, Galen, that we should go speak with these insufferable fools and explain to them that we are coming to purge their blight from the town.
Not to mention, there seems to be some sort of kerfuffle going on.
They can't have any kerfuffling.
Spell kerfuffle.
K-E-R.
F-U-F-F-L-E.
And as you guys are coming from this side... You notice across the clearing there seems to be a dwarf that was looking to purchase something from one of the vendors. And you just notice these three ruffians basically all have their swords out. And basically they look across at the dwarf and you hear one clearly shout as the merchant gets away from their wares.
Now, your kind's got to pay an extra little tax here if you'd like to buy some food, Mr. Dwarf.
Shake down.
You don't want to do that.
Why, this is our town.
And this is a market square. You don't want to do that.
We just want you to pay the rightful tax for our town. Pandolin is the Red Brand's territory.
See? Like I said, ne'er-do-wells.
We must protect the populace from these ruffians.
And educate them on the finer points of etiquette. And also, the sheer fact that they're quite wrong. They certainly do not own this town. I'm hoping that someone else will own this town. But it won't be them.
We must protect the people.
And these people. These people
These are bad men, and they need to... They're bad. They need to be taken down.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
This is I would like to do. How long are their cloaks?
Their average cloak length, to the calf.
Back to the calf?
About to the calf.
Okay. Well, since they're obviously doing something they shouldn't be doing, what I would like to do is I would like to shoot an arrow at them.
Is there a bush nearby?
Is there a bush nearby?
Yeah, a bush.
Okay, so what I'd like to do is I'd like to pin their cloak, one of their cloaks, to this barrel right there.
Oh.
Okay?
Oh.
Okay.
Delightful.
In the meantime, Adric is reaching into his purse, not necessarily grabbing coins purposefully. He has one hand waiting to grab his hammer.
Okay.
Going to say, and how much do you propose?
Well, what kind of fruit stuff? And he kind of jabs his sword into a couple pieces of fruit, ruining them. Were you looking to buy there?
That was this man's property. I hadn't bought any yet.
Well, once you pay your tax, you can go ahead and take it. 10 copper pieces?
That's excessive.
That's highway robbery.
Gouging.
In the midst of the green.
So I'm going to look into the purse. I'm going to draw out one. I'll say, I'll teach you guys a little trick on how we teach dwarves to count. And I'm going to flick it over his head.
Okay, they all kind of watch the coin go up into the air. And you're drawing your weapon?
And I'm drawing my weapon.
Go ahead and give me a strike.
Dice.
D20.
Uh-huh. Where is it?
Should be the center.
Yeah, right.
There we go.
Yeah.
So 15.
15 will hit. Go ahead and give me damage.
3.
Aww. 3?
Still.
To the... This one, I'm assuming, the closest?
Whichever one was talking to me.
That was this guy. He's the talky one.
The one up in your face.
So 3 points damage?
Yep.
In his chest.
Okay, and Galen, go ahead and roll for your arrow shooting.
Here's my point of advantage.
Oh, so you're taking advantage.
I am. Well, it's a trick shot, basically.
Yeah.
So. Okay, so that's going to be...
Remember, you get to roll your d20 twice.
I did. I rolled 2 at the same time. Unless you'll let me roll again. no, so that is 18.
18? Okay, your arrow goes thwacking out, pinning this one's cape to the barrel,
uh-huh.
Putting him at a bad disadvantage.
And the looking them of your presence. So, does that mean I can shoot again?
Well, that basically, both of you guys were taking a surprise round. Because these
right.
ruffians weren't expecting anyone to stand up in this town to them anymore, since people disappeared.
That's because we have not been here before.
As you ladies have heard
That's
in the
right.
last rumor,
I cannot let these humble town
one of the town
be
members
beat.
Stood up to them, and his wife
the
and children
woodsman.
Went missing, and he was murdered.
Yes, and we will...
These are not good.
That will not go unpunished.
No.
All right. Nor will this affair.
Yes.
Nor will this kerfuffle.
So everyone, go ahead and roll initiative.
Yeah, they need to be punished, big time.
Oh my goodness, it's almost good. Almost a good initiative roll.
Almost.
It's high.
20.
13.
10.
7.
Okay, I don't feel so bad.
I have a negative to my initiative.
So do I.
Yes. And Galen, what'd you get?
10. Woohoo!
As it should be.
And the ruffians rolled 21.
Okay. Aww. I only got a 20.
We gotta smack them.
Well, you know, they're so used to getting their own way that just, you know.
They're used to pushing their muscle
exactly.
around.
Exactly. They're used to pushing a lot of people around.
They were going to educate them on the bad.
Oh, yes. Yes, we will educate them.
That they've been making. Poor life choices.
And at this point, they will be lucky if they survive the lesson.
Yay!
Okay, so the first ruffian that was looking at you, he's going to go ahead and hit you with the sword, because he did not believe that you raised your hand to him.
OMG!
I can't believe he did that. Oh my god.
But you were thinking it!
Will a 12 hit your AC?
It will not.
He swings and just misses, and then you hear him make some snide comment about your height being the reason he missed.
I told you didn't want to do that.
It's a poor craftsman.
And at that exact moment,
it's a poor craftsman who plays his tools.
The one next to him, instead of looking at you, turns back to see where the arrow came from behind them, seeing the three lady warriors coming up from behind. Weapons brandished, I'm assuming?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, heck yeah.
Damn, Skippy!
And this one...
Let none escape.
...will be coming up, and he's pointing his weapon at you and says, "Drop that bow!"
I am more than willing to thin the numbers of the red brands, and my bow will do it.
This guy's going to go ahead and rip his cloak free, or at least attempt, and he actually doesn't. He pulls, and he gets tangled up on the arrow.
That's excellent.
It's like, really? How are you wearing a wet paper sack?
And this one's going to come up behind you.
Oh, no, we got
him. Oh, flanking.
Mm-hmm.
He's flanking the dwarf.
And he will get advantage. Ooh, will a 18 hit you?
Just barely.
No.
Okay, 5 points of damage as he comes up and just slashes you from behind.
Well, that's...
We're going to kill a dwarf tonight.
I believe I'm going to have a few red capes to add to my collection.
Okay. A red cape collector.
Tilda, my dear, it is your turn.
Let's see here. Hold up. My bow can reach... where's my... I can shoot 80 feet. Okay.
Your bow's
so I
got the map
easily,
covered.
I want to help him... So instead, the ladies can take care of the guy that's approaching us. I'm
okay.
going to go ahead and shoot this guy, because I don't think
okay.
I got a really clear shot on this guy.
From the voice, you almost
yeah.
recognize the voice of that one, by the way.
Yeah, I want the one that's...
Okay.
The talker?
Yeah, I want the one who's starting.
Okay.
Don't start
he
nothing, there will be nothing.
Familiar, and I'm going to use advantage.
You're going to use inspiration to give yourself
yes.
advantage. Okay.
Uh-huh. Because, yeah, it's time for a little payback.
Absolutely.
Ooh, I'm keeping it. Okay, so, let's see here, 19, and it would be plus, 24 getting
your,
up to him.
Your arrow easily soars through the
and
air.
And since it's in his back...
It doesn't do extra. Oh, yes, it does.
It
can
wait a minute,
do your...
Because she's a rogue?
Because she's a rogue, and he did not see it coming, so...
No, it's naturally stealthy. Let's see here.
It's right here, sneak attack.
Yeah, sneak attack. Once per turn, when you hit a creature with dexterity-based attack, such as with my short sword or my short bow, you have advantage on the attack roll. You can deal extra 1d6 to your target. You don't need advantage if another enemy of the target is within 5 feet. And I did use advantage, so
mm-hmm.
If Let's see here. You don't need the wisdom within 5 feet and it isn't incapacitated. You can't deal the extra damage, however, if you have disadvantage. Well, I had advantage, so...
And technically, we consider he's an ally within 5 feet of him.
Yeah. Oh.
So, him basically gives you distance flanking.
Okay, so then it's 1d6, so it's 2d6 plus three.
Yep.
Piercing, so... Woohoo! 7 plus the 3, so we're talking 10 points of damage. Woo!
Okay, the arrow hits him, and you notice as he's right in front of you, arrow comes from nowhere, and you literally see a bit of an arrowhead stick through his chest facing towards you. So you know that there's help out there, and he makes this sickly noise, but he's still alive and on his feet. But he just grabs his chest as you see a little arrowhead pop out.
By his shoulder? Under the cloud.
You brought friends, dwarf!
I believe their time is up. These are not my friends.
Neither are we theirs.
Lady Corlin, what would you like to do?
Well, I mean, obviously, these poor fools have not been educated. And I must speak with them forcefully. With Matilda at my side.
Because basically she's the
I think
law.
Matilda will be doing most of the talking.
I shall step forward forthrightly towards the ruffian addressing us and...
Well, there's this one here and this is the one that made the snide comment.
Well, the close one.
Okay. So that good?
Yes.
What is that?
The one that dared
that's
approach her
right there.
In an ominous manner.
Okay.
And told her to drop her weapon.
Sir, I recommend that you and your friends... reevaluate your life choices. These red cloaks that you seem to be sporting are going to result in nothing but sorrow and misery and likely death for you and your compatriots. Drop them, surrender your arms, shirk these evil ways, and we shall let you live.
And after you finish that beautiful monologue, this guy kind of looks at you, wipes his mouth. You got a pretty face.
Ew! Yucky, yucky, yucky.
I must beat at him about the head and shoulder. Matilda. And I will.
He is right about the face, though.
Basically, simply, with a 7, wave my axe around.
You were so disgusted by his assumed proposal.
Yes.
That a mere common, filthy commoner. Would dare. Think to touch you.
The dregs of society.
Truly.
It's ill.
I am from the Corlin family. My marriage will be arranged with someone of proper birth. Thank you very much.
Galen, it is your turn, my dear.
Okay, I am going to... Can I shoot as far to get him? Or
yes.
Is he the line... is there line of sight, or is he being blocked by the dwarf?
Technically, the dwarf is not blocked now.
And remember, he's a dwarf.
Sure.
I'm going for this one.
You're going to go for the one in the back?
Yes.
Okay. You do know this one is wounded.
Yeah, I want Kelly to kill him.
Okay.
Woohoo! Obviously, Tilda has some, you know, so a little pent-up angst, shall we say. And let's see, do I want to use advantage or just go for it?
You notice they're roughing up the common people.
We can't hear.
And you are a hero of the
common
people.
I'm going to
use
advantage.
You were using your inspiration to inspire advantage
That's
on your
right.
role.
I will boldly stride forward with my bow raised. And
where no folk killer has gone before.
That's right. And miss. Well, no, I got a 16.
Oh, you got 16?
A 16?
Yeah.
That will hit.
I just barely
Your arrow whizzes out, and dwarf, you feel something whiz over your hair very closely, as all of a sudden you hear a sickling stick and a bit of a thong of an arrow. And how much damage does your arrow do to that ruffian?
Okay, my damage is... Hold on. Ooh, 6 plus 3... 9! 9 points
of
damage!
And you just hear the one behind you make it, ugh! And you know, he grabs the shaft of the arrow painfully.
That's what you get for hating dwarves. Good dwarves, I should say.
Yeah, the dwarves
Because I'm sure
right.
not all dwarves are.
Okay. Yeah. My dear Sir Dwarf, it is your turn.
Apparently, you need quite a lot of living. And this is where you start. For there are some people in this town who are much better than you at almost everything I can see so far, including the light of my goddess. I'm going to cast Guiding Light as I aim upward to his arrow wound. Let me help you with that.
All right. And what does the spell do?
It's a bolt of damage 46.
Okay. So casting it melee, is it a touch spell or is it a range spell?
It is a range spell.
Okay.
And I am not caring.
In 5th edition, for casting range spells in melee, you're going to be rolling at disadvantage. So you want to roll 2d20. And you take the lower of the two.
But don't use the gray one. It's not kind.
The gray dice from Conrad Con.
Yes, I still love it. I have special feelings for it.
Well, it could redeem itself.
It might. It might start rolling well.
Oh. It is a touch spell, however.
Is there a bonus?
Would be
should if it's range, how can it be on touch? Your spell section.
Hmm? No. Oh, no, it's work. Should be touched attack.
Look under the yellow post-it there. That should have some information on.
On what?
Or does it not?
No, it would be in the spell description.
Is it there? Short information on the spells in there.
Guiding bolt streaks towards the creature of your choice within range. Ranged spell attack against the target. It used to be ranged touch attacks for such rolls.
No, that's been taken out. Make a ranged spell attack. You will also add in your proficiency bonus.
From what? Where does that come from?
It will, for you, it's going to be plus 3 for your proficiency. So plus 3 to that will make it a 16.
Okay.
All right.
That will hit.
Awesome.
So go ahead and give me the damage.
Oh, it's 2d6, I thought.
No, it's 46. Spell is 46.
Oh, yeah, but you said there was a disadvantage.
Yeah. He rolled the d20.
Oh, cool. Oh.
Not very much, sadly. 8 damage.
As you see him, the ruffian that's been addressing you has a scar in his lip that makes him have almost a constant sneer. That sneer turns to horror as your hand reaches up to his arrow wound and vaporizes a hole through his body. You three ladies just see a beam of light shoot up into the sky.
Oh my god. How lovely in the twilight.
As you see for a second the dwarf's head through a hole in his chest as the ruffian just falls right back on the ground, definitely dead.
Definitely, actually, that was pretty amazing.
Not even slightly dead. Definitely dead.
Mostly dead.
Oh, look at that so much.
Okay, needless to say, we're getting back to the top of the order of initiative, and the ruffians that can see that sight just got the crap scared out of them.
Oh, please don't run, please.
He's still stuck to the...
So first we're going to have the ruffian that's facing Lady Coraline. He's going to hold back nothing on this. He realizes, oh my god, these are not townspeople getting uppity needing to be put down. These are cold-blooded killers.
We're interlopers. We're vigilantes.
He's going to swing at you the first time for a 14 versus AC.
No, I laugh at him.
You laugh as the ring of your laughter is met with the resonance of his sword clinging against your shield. And then he does a quick backhand and tries again.
Oh, it looks like Nox is going
to
have to
roll. And he rolls, when he clings your shield and he swings again, you notice his sword go flying out of his hand.
Because he botched.
the clinging sound, as you see the sword vibrating through the air from his first hit. Obviously, it must have numbed his hand, and he just threw his sword. Which lands over here.
Well, I feel sorry for him, except that he's made very poor life choices.
And there's a very dumbfounded look on his face as you're both looking at the sword sing through the air. This ruffian is going to put the dwarf down because he just realized you killed the boss. Now I can be the boss.
Okay, so he's then right as well.
Okay, I assume 11 versus AC will barely bless the wind against your face.
I am not dexterous, and I can sidestep that.
And well, he does have an arrow in hand, to be fair. That's true. It's probably throwing off his game.
And he tries a little backhand for that same swing. Will a 16 hit your AC?
It will not. It will clang off my armor.
Okay, you hear a cling, cling, cling as it just rubs against the side of your shoulder plate. Okay, then this gentleman will try to pull himself free again.
Again.
And he rips his cloak as he's going to then be very, very thuggish and come after the dwarf because he seems to be the weaker of the two targets since he unfortunately missed the light show.
Yeah, he seems too busy talking.
But he's
his
wondering why his teammate is laying on the ground with a, wait a minute, is that a hole in his chest?
Why, yes,
okay,
it is.
Tilda, my dear.
I'm going to take a pot shot at this guy.
Okay.
From behind.
With advantage.
Oh, that's right, because he doesn't see me.
Uh-huh, he does
so
not
I
see
get
you.
Advantage.
And you have an ally.
Very few people see you.
And don't forget, at the end of your turn, if need be, you can take your bonus hide action since you're standing behind a large
I get a bonus action now.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Okay, is a 22... Oh, no, I'm sorry, I'm looking at the wrong one. Is a 20 non-natural good enough to hit?
A non-natural 20 will definitely hit.
Okay. Ooh! That would be 14 points of damage.
You just see this Lord Dwarf, this ruffian comes running up to you, ready to attack, and you just see an arrow come through his neck. And you just hear... Gurgle,
I softened him up for
gurgle,
him.
Gurgle, as he falls to the ground gurgling with this arrow through his neck.
Bye, I'm Tilda.
You have quite the effect on the reference.
All right, then it will be our dear lady's turn.
Well, clearly this fool must have a lesson taught to him.
Using your inspiration.
Yes.
From your unseen reserves.
Sir, I have no pity for fools. You had your chance.
I like that.
Will a 21 hit?
21 oh, yeah. will definitely hit.
All right.
Matilda comes careening down on him. Good catch.
Yes, again, I see.
And for 14 points of axie damage.
14 points, you bring Matilda down on his collarbone, and you just hear a sickening crunch and splatter sound as the axe just bites into him and he falls slump at your feet.
Well done.
I hope any other members of the Red Brand will take heed and drop their cloaks. And reform their lives. If not, step forth. I would like to speak with you.
And when you say that, pointedly. You just see the folks around looking at you, and they're like, oh, and you're just hearing a wave of hush whisper around you guys, seeing you just dropping them left and right. Galen.
Okay. Can you move me forward a little?
How much?
So just to... up before Lady Corlin, and I'm going to
take another shot at the one that's left.
Well, first of all, I'm going to let it be known that anyone wearing a red brand will be red with their own blood. And using advantage.
Okay.
And I'm going to fire on
the one left.
That'll be a 26.
Okay, go ahead and roll your damage. Your arrow goes soaring nimbly next to the dwarf. He's getting ready to turn to face the attacker behind him, and arrow just whizzes right by.
8 plus 3, 11 points of damage.
And shoots right into his heart. And as you turn around ready to face the enemy behind you, Lord Dwarf, you just see two arrows in this gentleman's chest as he falls backwards. His red cloak flicking in the breeze over his face.
But you know, Because this will set the tone for our battles with the Red Brand in future, but also it'll let them know the townspeople that we are here to help.
Yes, and you must follow your destiny.
That's right,
Galen.
My destiny may not be in this town, but I will not let the common folk be trod upon and used as willy-nilly with these horrible... I'm not saying this correctly.
We follow you, Galen.
These brigands.
Lord Dwarf, you hear these valiant champions monologuing. Would you like to step forward and introduce yourself to them?
I'm going to loot. I'm looting the bodies. And I'm also checking the faces of each one, just to...
I'm going to do simple last rites. I'm going to bend down and collect the two cloaks in front of me, as promised. Putting my battle axe away and walk towards them.
Okay.
Such a shame that lives were wasted by adding to this cause of control, wouldn't you say?
Indeed, Sir Dwarf. We cannot allow these red brands to try and exert their control over this fair town.
Yes, although we've only been here briefly, we have heard nothing but horrible tales of these red brands. They must be put down, like the dogs they are.
Clearly.
Much as I had heard, there hadn't been a run-in until I tried to buy fruit. What a crazy world this is.
It's a drive-by fruiting! Shout out to Robin Williams.
One for our homie.
He will be missed.
I'll do the same last rites for this one.
Okay, and as you guys are doing that, you hear two or three people in the crowd go, "Huzzah! Huzzah to those who kill the red brands!" And then you hear people hush them up. Shh, if they hear you, they'll let you disappear. And all of a sudden, the vendor of the fruit stand comes walking over to you guys. Human male, late in years. He comes up and he basically offers a basket of fruit to all of you and says, I'm grateful for you standing up to me and helping this dwarf traveler who is trying to buy my wares. But you must be careful. You are all strange faces to me in town. These local ruffians have taken over, for the most part, our town. Our mayor has allowed them because out of fear, I believe, to run rampant and do what they please. You must be very afraid and make sure no one knows that you did this act.
Keep your wares, good sir, and we will let it be known to every red brand who did this that we are not part of the town, but we will clean this town up.
She's not much for anonymity.
I will respectfully accept your gift. However, I will accept no further discount than one copper.
Aw, and he just gives you this humbled look of, thank you. Thank you, Lord Dwarf.
Oh, there's nothing like a fruit basket in the end of an adventure. That's very charming. And, sir, I don't believe that we are worried about anonymity. Such ruffians must not be allowed to run rampant through your town.
Obviously, you are a lady of great breeding, and my noble woman, please, my wares are too simple for one such as you, but if you let me know where you reside. I can get the best fruit in town.
Oh, well, you know, you should speak with Noxie, Vita, and Chi-Chi, my retainers. They're currently staying at this delightful inn. What is the inn's name? Do you remember, Tilda, dear?
Why, yes, as a matter of fact, it's called the Stonehill Inn.
And so you will find us there, sir, but prithee, do not... cause yourself any suffering on my account.
All I can say is thank you. Thank you for everything you've done so far. But please, do not risk your lives.
I feel quite alive, actually.
I'm going to loot them and check their faces.
Okay, as the halfling's been scurrying about during this time, you do notice the one that was the talkative of the group
with the
sneer...
That's no longer there.
You know, one of the derogatory nicknames used for him was actually Sneer, because he constantly someone cut his lip once because he had a smart mouth, and ever since then he's had a sneer.
And what did they have on them?
Pretty much all together, you got about 35 copper pieces.
They're not very good at this whole shakedown thing.
Well, it's just a small town. But our lives would be a humble price to pay for to make sure this town is safe.
Indeed. Well, I mean, you know, your lives would definitely be a humble price to pay.
And besides, were we to inspire others of our similar strength, perhaps this town would be out from under their boot.
And as soon as you hear that, you hear like three or four of the younger men folk of town basically go, "Huzzah! That dwarf, he is a sharp-minded one."
Okay. You guys each get eight. I get nine. And I'm even giving him eight copper.
Cool. I don't remember. I don't know how much I paid him, but we'll go along with that.
But I get nine.
Shave one for the banker. Okay, so are you guys doing anything else with the bodies besides looting them and taking two of the red cloaks?
Well, I think we should post the red cloak, couple of the red cloaks on the stocks or wherever, some centralized area of the green, so let them know that they are now hunted for the dogs they are.
Well, there actually is a little, market, basically stand area where people can stand and have discussions or punishments and things
you
like that.
You do that, Galen. I'll keep an eye out for others.
Right. If there were gallows, I'd hang it from there.
I think we should do more of prosecuting their idea than the people. They still deserve respect as slain humans.
No, these people do not.
We'll bury them,
respect.
But...
Indeed.
But not their cloaks.
Hang their cloaks up.
And pretty much about the "we'll bury them" part, you actually notice this grim, pale, old human comes out with a wheelbarrow.
Undertaker.
And you notice he does the... He was watching you loot the bodies, Tilda. And he's just sitting on his wheelbarrow, and you see a dirty shovel there. And he's just kind of stroking his chin there.
You need to pay the good man.
Okay, you each get five copper. And I get...
And
I get six.
So you plunk some coppers into his hand, and he shakes his hand, and looks at them.
Hey, that's three coppers a piece,
which is more than they deserved.
Okay, I can fit them all in one hole. And he slips the coins into his pocket, and you see him go over to the wheelbarrow, and this poor old, sickly-looking guy is just grunting, trying to get the bodies into
the wheelbarrow. I'll help you, good sir.
Okay, Galen.
Plop.
Okay.
Plop.
And he just smiles, and he gives you the look.
Yeah.
The look.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
Okay, and then you just see him grunt and pick up this
wheelbarrow. Oh, no, I'll help him further.
Oh, you're actually going to help him?
Sure.
Okay.
Hey, then give me back some copper.
No. I'm not going to bury these fools. But I will help the man get them to wherever their last place of residence will be.
Okay.
Under the ground.
In hell.
So you basically follow him, and he takes you over to where the local graveyard area is. And conveniently, you notice there's already a few open holes. And
he's always prepared.
He's just, ever since Red Brand's got here, bodies turning up everywhere. Every morning, finding some coins in pockets. And he just kind of, you give him a little hand, because and all four bodies go tumbling into one hole, and he just starts kind of like slowly shoveling dirt in the hole.
Yeah, well, thank I'll let
you.
Him do that.
Thank you for the help.
You're more than welcome, sir.
Just remember, try not to end up in one of my holes.
Thank you for the advice, sir.
I promise I'll have the cleric say special words if your people ever do end up in one of these holes, though.
Well, that's a kindness, and I
don't
thank
worry.
You for it.
On the house. And you just see him, you know, keep shoveling little teeny tiny shovelfuls as you go walking back to the group. Okay, now, our dear lady, you notice quite a few of the younger folk in town are gathering around, you know, saying, "Are you here to rescue us? Are you here to get rid of the Red Brands? Did Neverwinter send you?"
Well, indeed, though our initial mission was not to clear this town of the Red Brand, we could not stand idly by, and so we shall Our loyal band, our merry few, we shall.
Are still yet unnamed. Don't forget, you can name us. Email us at D&D
Journey of Fifth Edition
at outlook.com.
Yeah, it's very important. We need a name.
Yes, you must name us.
We have no idea who we are, but we're merry, and we'll kill the
and
red
And we're
rat.
Stupidly daring.
We are stupidly daring. I'm just going to announce to this town. I will jump up onto the stage.
Oh.
I will stand in front of the cloaks.
I'm
and I will
hiding
proclaim...
and keeping an eye.
Yeah,
put
you do.
My cloak
Go
up.
Ahead, Lady Corlin. I proclaim that the red brand are at an end. We shall clear this town. Huzzah,
huzzah.
Menace.
Huzzah!
Huzzah! Huzzah!
Yeah.
And you even see a few people throw some flowers on the stage from one of
you
the
know,
flower vendor's carts.
If we clear out this infestation, we could rebuild the manor house. And
But I do need a new manor house. Really.
Yeah. You know, and I think the townsfolk would, you know.
Well, and it would be good because then they could experience the joys of service.
You know, there's some good people in this town, like my aunt.
Yes, your aunt is delightful. We can't leave her to fend for herself against these terrible red-cloaked ruffians.
As long as it's not a tyrannical yoke you intend.
Oh, do I seem tyrannical?
Actually, no, you're quite pleasant.
I'm a charming tyrant.
A charming tyrant, yes. Velvet gauntlet and all.
Velvet gauntlet and all.
Okay, and that's going to be a good place to wrap it up there.
Or hold it, you know, we got to say...
But before we stop, I was going to say, would you like to introduce yourself to our listeners?
My name's Jazz. I've been playing Adric during this encounter, and been playing D&D for quite some time, probably going on entirely too many teens of years. And I enjoy the game in general.
How are you like your first foray in 5th edition?
Feels a lot like 4th edition, but I'm sure I'll get used to it as I play further.
I know you've only got a taste of it. How do you like the advantage-disadvantage system so far that you've seen?
I like the mechanic idea. I haven't had a whole lot of time to play with it, but I like the idea.
Okay.
The inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
Super fun! It encourages roleplay.
Yay.
Huzzah!
Yes.
Huzzah!
And will we be hearing from you on any of our future editions? Possibly.
That is a potential, yes.
Okay.
Yay.
I'll keep a look out on the calendar, and we'll see what we can do.
Okay.
Well, thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you very much.
This was a treat.
Thank you.
Especially since our other gentlemen couldn't be with us today. We much appreciate it.
And they were sorely missed.
They were sorely missed. There's nothing like a little salted elf action, and of course we all like a very charming,
amazing
dwarf. Cleric. Yes.
Who's
yeah.
kept everyone alive.
Skull Crusher!
And thank you for listening.
Hey, this is Thora, Scion of Thor, and
Trixie, Scion of Loki.
And this is Scion After Dark. No, all kidding aside, no, this is really, we're putting a call out for Q&A. So this is your chance, folks. If you have any questions that you'd like to ask us in character or out of character for the Ragnarok and Roll Scion podcast, now's your chance. You know, we'd love to hear from you.
So if you have any burning questions you're just dying to ask, you can go ahead and send your questions to scionherotogod@outlook.com. That's scionherotogod@outlook.com. scionherotogod@outlook.com.
So come on down, send us some emails,
and we'll try and answer them, you know, on a podcast for you.
And if you want it in character, that's fine, or out of character, don't care.
Yeah, we're easy.
Well, she is.
Hey!
Okay, I am.
Thank you for listening to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition, a member of the Creative Play and Podcast Network. And remember, Be careful out there. There be dragons about.